There's one subject that has interested me, Glenn Gould, in connection with you for a long time, and especially last year when the when you played the D minor Brahms with Leonard Bernstein. And as people will recall, Bernstein made a speech before the audience saying that his conception and your conception collided more or less, and he wanted to, well, I won't say exonerate,
disassociate himself.
No, it has interested me to find an explanation in what way two musicians, two artists of the caliber of you and of Mr. Bernstein can approach a standard symphonic work like the D minor Brahms Concerto and have such diverse conceptions of the piece that Bernstein in this case felt that he had to disassociate himself from.
I don't know that there's a satisfactory explanation. As far as what actually transpired last year, I seem to be the only person around who felt that Mr. Bernstein's speech was full of the best of good spirits and great charm. And I, in fact, I sat backstage giggling before playing the thing. I could hardly stop laughing when we started. I thought it was delightful. But there is no solution to this sense of collaboration that's demanded by a concerto. Part of the concerto idea is, of course, the sense of non-collaboration, the sense of willingness of the virtuoso, so-called, to show off. And I think it's this, it's the traditions that emanated out of that that prompted me to do what I did, because what went on last year was in no way a particularly unusual performance of that particular Brahms concerto, except for one factor, and that was that our proportions of tempi and our proportions of dynamics tended to be scaled closer together than is usually the case. There was less, if I say exaggeration, I don't mean it critically of other people's performances, but there was less exaggeration in that sense of the word. There was less divergence between what could be called the masculine-feminine approach of the piano concerto, between first theme and second theme, between the barking of the orchestra and the placidity of the piano. It was a much more tightly welded unit, what I wanted to do. Now, Lenny felt that in order to preserve the antagonism of orchestra for piano, there ought to be greater contrast, there ought to be larger dynamic spans and greater changes of tempi. And I was at that time, and still am, I may say, in a baroque-ish mood as far as even the 19th century concerto literature is concerned. I was trying to bring a common pulse to the movements and to hold things together in that, if rather arbitrary, nevertheless, for me, very convinced way. And this is what happened. It was simply the meeting at two points of our particular metamorphosis in which he was more in favor of the tradition which has accrued around the concerto style, and I wished at that moment to break with it.
You say at that moment.
I may change. I only imply that.
No,
I
have you always felt that way about this?
About that particular piece, I have. I've not applied quite as extreme an analysis to other works of the same genre, but I have about that particular work. And so I was very grateful for the chance to do this, to exhibit it nationally, so to speak, on the radio. And I was very grateful to Mr. Bernstein for going along with this. And I felt it was only right that he should get off the hook himself.
Right. I want to come and hear you play it in 1970 and see what happens.
Good. I hope you can.
We've talked a long time, and I've enjoyed it very much. I hope you'll come again.
I will indeed.
Thank you. Thank you, Glenn Gould.